Type 1 diabetes is a diagnosis most often received in a person's young adolescence. In short, type 1 diabetes is when a person's pancreas no longer makes insulin. Without insulin, the body cannot function. A child in a short instance goes from carefree to careful. Careful about what they eat, about controlling their blood pressure, their cholesterol, and now careful about their insulin. Most words a child at such a young age shouldn't even be aware of are now their means of survival. So what is it like for those people diagnosed with this currently irreversible and unpredictable condition? How has it shaped their lives?
My name is Lauren Magenta, I'm 22, and I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 11.
Lauren, what were your initial concerns when you found out you had type 1 diabetes?
I was definitely in shock when I first found out, but my concerns were more along the lines of leading a normal life. I wanted to be involved in all of the things that I loved and that I enjoyed doing. Another one of my major concerns was that since this is a disease that I had to deal with day in and day out, I wanted to learn all of the information and have all the knowledge to properly take care of myself.
For a guy like Joe Baselli, he has known no other way of life.
I'm a type 1 diabetic who was diagnosed at 11 months old. At such a young age, I didn't know any different. I was diagnosed and that's how it was. Like, I treated my diabetes the way I was. I never had like a normal upbringing, per se.
After speaking with Joe, it became clear that the uncertainty of his condition bothered him. Working with him one day, I was able to see Joe go from a happy, upbeat guy to someone unrecognizable. He quickly became introverted, was sweating profusely, and his eyes glazed and were unfocused. Joe's sugars had fallen to an extremely low level, and it had quickly changed his demeanor. After a short break, Joe was feeling better. It is moments like this that can hinder a type 1 diabetic's spirits, but Joe looks at it another way.
I was given this for a reason, because I can handle this, and I'm going to live my life the way I want to, and I'm going to control it as best as I can, and I was up for the challenge.
It is unclear what the future holds for type 1 diabetes. What is clear, however, is those who are diagnosed are confident in their quality of life, and certainly still have a sense of humor.
I've met 3 diabetics in the last year that were like in their 60s, and they were in good shape and good health, and they gave me the same great advice, you know, take care of your sugars. You can splurge once in a while on things, but as long as you maintain it and you take care of yourself and you exercise, you'll be fine, and you can live a completely normal life.
I'm Shannon Collins, WRPR News.